seconds and counting. The guidance system will go in.
Everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve, and today we're talking about...
Hey, Steve, look what I have. It's a big yellow banana.
Oh, hi, Hazel. Yeah, but why did you bring it here?
Because today we're talking about bananas.
Ah, yes, we are, Hazel, but do you like bananas?
Of course I do. I love bananas. I love the bright yellow color.
What else do you like about bananas?
They're very easy to eat.
Anything else?
Yes, they taste good too. They're yummy.
All those things are true, but Hazel, there's something else you should know about bananas.
Really? And what's that, Steve?
Hazel, did you know bananas are good for you?
They are?
Yes. Listen to today's lesson, and you'll find out why.
Oh, all right. Well, can I eat a banana while I watch?
Sure. Why don't you all turn to page 42 and read with us?
Okay.
Bananas, nature's superfood. A banana a day may keep the doctor away. What food item comes in its own biodegradable container, requires no cooking, and tastes delicious? Bananas, of course. For these reasons and many more, bananas, the world's most popular fruit, have become known as the perfect fruit. Nature's best. Bananas, which contain large amounts of vitamins and minerals needed by the body, represent one of nature's healthiest food choices. In fact, bananas have 3 times the amount of vitamins A and C found in apples. The tasty fruit also contains 5 times more protein than an apple.
Hi, friends, and welcome. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Chip, and thanks for joining us for our first day in our food article this month. Now, I always love it when we talk about food here at Studio Classroom, but today we're talking about a very special food that maybe you didn't realize was so special. We're talking about bananas, nature's superfood. Now, Chelsea, what is a superfood?
Well, a superfood is a food that has a lot of health benefits. It's very good for you to eat because it has a lot of good stuff in it. And sometimes people say that superfoods can even help prevent diseases. So bananas are a superfood. And we read here that a banana a day may keep the doctor away. I like this, Chip, because usually we say an apple a day will keep the doctor away, but here we're saying a banana
right,
a day.
That's right, and it's a fun saying to say because it rhymes. An apple a day keeps the doctor away, or an apple is a very healthy food to eat, so if you eat 1 apple every day, you don't have to visit the doctor maybe at all, or it keeps the doctor away. So here, a banana a day keeps the doctor away.
And let's find out how. Our text starts out by saying, what food item comes in its own biodegradable container, requires no cooking, and tastes delicious? Well, I think you already know the answer to that, but before we tell you, let's look at those words. First, biodegradable. Chip, this is a word that we hear a lot today when we're talking about keeping the environment clean and friendly, being eco-friendly.
Right.
If something's biodegradable, what's that mean?
Well, that means that it's able to biodegrade, or it's able to return to the soil naturally. So, for example, plastic is not very biodegradable. Plastic, if you see plastic on the ground, it takes many, many, many years for that plastic to return to the soil naturally. But For example, an apple, if you see an apple on the ground, it returns to the soil very quickly.
And here we're talking about biodegradable containers. A container is something that holds something else. Maybe a cup or a bowl that has a lid on it and would be able to hold liquid would be a container. But we're talking about a natural container here because we are talking about bananas. Bananas is, of course, the answer to that question. And for these reasons and many more, bananas, the world's most popular fruit, have become known as the perfect fruit. It's the most popular fruit in the world.
Wow, the perfect fruit. Well, our article goes on to say, bananas, which contain large amounts of vitamins and minerals, which are needed by the body. And these bananas represent one of nature's healthiest foods. So these vitamins and minerals. Now, vitamins, I know, can be, for example, vitamin A or vitamin C, something like that. But what are minerals, Chelsea?
Well, minerals are also good for your body. Minerals are something made by nature. And a lot of times we think of minerals as being calcium, iodine, iron, zinc. So bananas have all of these things in them. For vitamins and minerals, therefore, they are one of nature's healthiest food choices.
And this is something else very interesting. Our article says that, in fact, bananas have 3 times the amount of vitamins A and vitamin C found in apples. And apples are very healthy. They have lots of vitamin A and vitamin C. Bananas have 3 times more than apples.
And that's not all. It says that the tasty fruit also contains 5 times more protein than an apple. Protein is something that your body needs. It is what your muscles and cells use to grow and to fix themselves. And we often find high protein in meats and eggs. But there is also protein in bananas, even more than an apple. Right now, we're going to take a break. But first, let's visit the chat room.
Hey, Ashley, are you eating a banana for lunch?
Yes, Ken. The library was pretty busy today, so I had to grab something quick.
Well, a banana is a great choice, according to today's Studio Classroom magazine. It mentions that bananas contain a lot of vitamins and minerals. But I'm wondering, how does a fruit contain something?
That's a great question for Doris. Let me just type in the question right now.
To contain means to have or include. In this case, bananas contain or have a lot of vitamins and minerals. In fact, bananas are packed with nutrients. Usually we pack our suitcases, but this also means to have a large amount of something.
A large amount of something?
Yes, for example, the concert hall was packed with thousands of people. If a place is really crowded, you can say, this place is packed.
So in this case, packed is an adjective. Can you say that people are packing?
Not if you mean they are filling up an area. Your sentence sounds like people are packing their bags. Instead, you should use the idiom pack in, 2 words. Or pack into, which suggests that people are gathering inside a place.
Okay, so I would say people are packing into the concert hall.
Yes. There's also the phrase pack on. I packed on a few extra pounds over the past few months. To pack on means to add or gain something like weight. But thankfully, bananas don't pack on the weight.
That's a good thing.
Does that answer your question?
I think so. Thanks for your help. 今天的课文提到香蕉 contain large amounts of vitamins and minerals. Contain 就是容纳，也就是说香蕉含有大量人体所需的各种维他命和矿物质。其实香蕉不只是 contain, 我们也可以用 pack,Bananas are packed with vitamins. 香蕉充满了维他命。其实 pack 有着拥挤、塞满的意思。若是加上 ed, packed 可以当形容词，表示挤满的、拥挤的。The place is packed, 那个地方塞满了人。Pack in 是动词片语， 就是挤进一个地方把它塞爆。我们也可以用 pack into, 比如说 they packed into the small car, 他们通通挤上了那台小汽车。另一个片语 pack on 表示增加堆积，如果你连续几个礼拜大吃大喝，你就会 pack on some pounds, 增加几磅的体重。好，我们下次见。
Hi friends, welcome back from the break. We are talking about bananas, nature's superfood.
This is fun, Steve. I love learning about bananas.
Me too, Hazel. Bananas are great. They're convenient and tasty and healthy.
And do you know what else, Steve?
What, Hazel?
Bananas are happy.
Bananas are happy?
Yes, they're yellow, and yellow is a happy color.
That's true.
And bananas are always smiling.
Hazel, bananas don't smile.
Yes, they do. Look at the shape. It's a big, happy smile.
Okay, I guess bananas are a happy fruit, and a healthy fruit, too.
So, it makes me very happy to learn more about bananas.
All right, friends, let's look at the top of the right-hand column and learn more about bananas, nature's best.
Great. And I think I'll have another banana. Anybody else want one?
Bananas, nature's superfood. But the health benefits don't stop there. Bananas are packed with potassium, a mineral crucial to helping human hearts function correctly. Research also confirms that potassium helps control high blood pressure. A medical college in India found that eating 2 bananas a day lowered one's blood pressure by 10% in 1 week. This important mineral also aids in muscle movement and digestion, and is good for the kidneys. It can also help maintain bone strength. All this can be gained through one little fruit, the banana.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about some of the health benefits of eating bananas, and we mentioned that bananas are very high in vitamin A and vitamin C, and they even have 5 times more protein than an apple. But our article says the health benefits don't stop there. Now let's visit Liz in Grammar on the Go and see if we can understand that sentence a little bit better.
Hi there, friends. Greetings from Ecuador. My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. So why am I in Ecuador today? Well, our article is about bananas. And did you know that Ecuador is the world's largest banana exporter? Anyhow, let's go ahead and take a look at today's grammar tip sentence. But the health benefits don't stop there. It just means that's not all the health benefits. In the article, the writer had just got done mentioning how bananas have lots of vitamins and minerals and protein. But that's not all. The list of health benefits continues, which is why the writer wants us to know that the health benefits don't stop there. We use the phrase "don't stop there" when we want to communicate how there's more to be said about the subject than what was already mentioned. For example, let's say Paul had a very bad day. So he might say, I overslept, so I missed my bus. And when I finally got to work, I was late for a meeting, but my problems didn't stop there. Or let's suppose Dr. Doris Brohm is speaking at your school, and you're supposed to introduce her to your audience. You could say, she is the founder of Studio Classroom and is the first foreigner to receive the Confucius Special Teacher Award, but her accomplishments don't stop there. Well, friends, if you'd like to see some more example sentences, you'll find them in today's grammar tip section in your Studio Classroom magazine. That's it for today. I'm going to go and have a look around this banana grove, but I'll see you again on the next Grammar on the Go. Until then, this is Liz, signing off in Ecuador. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Liz. As we know, the health benefits of bananas don't stop at protein and minerals and vitamins. There is plenty more to learn about them. For example, bananas are packed with potassium. And potassium is a mineral. It's very good for your body. In fact, Chip, what are some of the benefits of potassium?
Well, actually, our article goes on to explain that potassium is a mineral that is crucial. So it's extremely important to helping human hearts function correctly. So it sounds like we need a certain amount of potassium so that our hearts work properly.
Research also confirms that potassium helps control high blood pressure. Now, this is very good news for people who have high blood pressure. It's a medical condition that people always are wanting to have lower blood pressure and to get that under control. And a medical college in India found that actually eating 2 bananas a day lowered one's blood pressure by a full 10% in just 1 week. So this is really amazing. The benefits of bananas with that potassium in there can really make a difference in your health.
Right. It makes a big difference quickly, just in 1 week. And eating 2 bananas every day, that's not too difficult. I think most people can eat that much. Well, our article goes on to say this important mineral, so we're still talking about potassium, this important mineral also aids in muscle movement and in digestion and is good for the kidneys. So we're talking about some different systems here. It helps in digestion, muscle movement, and in the kidneys. This is amazing.
Yes, again, many benefits to bananas. Let's look at some of those words. First of all, your muscles. You probably know that the muscles are the organs in your body that help to move, and you have many muscles in your body. If you kind of flex your arm, you can feel your muscle popping up here or in your legs. So bananas help in moving the muscles. And it goes on to say that it also helps in digestion, Chip.
Right. Whenever we eat food, our bodies digest that food. So they take that food and they break it down so that our bodies can use that food as energy. And that whole process is called digestion.
Okay, so it helps with muscle movement, it helps with digestion, it's good for your kidneys. Kidneys are also organs that are in your body. Most people have 2 kidneys, and the kidneys help keep your blood clean. So it's very important to have healthy kidneys. That's not all, though. We still have more. Chip, our article goes on to say that bananas can also help maintain bone strength.
Or at least, yeah, potassium also helps maintain bone strength. So it's important for our muscles, our hearts, our blood pressure, our kidneys, and our digestion, and now also helps maintain the strength of our bones. So all of this can be gained through eating one little fruit, the banana.
That's right. The banana has so many health benefits. It is so good for you. I think you're probably already beginning to see why we call it a superfood. It's super for your health. Well, right now, we have a very special video for you. In fact, if you stick around, you're going to learn how to make banana bread from me. So enjoy this feature, and we'll see you back here again tomorrow on Studio Classroom. Hi, friends, and welcome to my kitchen. We've been learning all about the wonders of bananas. And you know, one of my favorite banana foods is banana bread. So today, I'm going to teach you how to make your very own banana bread. Here's what you'll need. Some sugar, some oil, 2 eggs, 3 very ripe bananas, some flour, baking soda, baking powder, and salt. You'll also need just a little bit of vanilla and milk. Once you have all the ingredients, you'll mix them together and you'll be on the way to making your own banana bread. And now we're ready to mix the ingredients. First, you want to mix your sugar and your oil. You can put them in a large bowl and mix them either by hand or with an electric mixer. It's important that you beat your eggs first. So I'm going to stir them just a little bit, and then you need to mash your bananas. And you can just take a spoon and make sure you smash them really well. Next, you want to add your dry ingredients, and those go right in the same bowl as well. And the last two things are to add a little bit of milk and a little bit of vanilla. This vanilla gives it extra flavor. It makes it taste very, very good. Now we're ready to mix the entire mixture. And we'll put it in the bread pan now. Make sure your bread pan has some butter in it or a little bit of oil so that when it is baking, the bread does not stick to the pan. We're going to put it in the oven, and we're going to turn the oven on to about 172 degrees Celsius and let it bake. And it'll be good and ready to eat in no time. Well, after about 1 hour, your banana bread should be finished. Let's check it. And there it is, the banana bread, nice and done. Now, if you would like to have the recipe for this special banana bread, please write into letters@studioclassroom.com. Well, that's all the time we have for today with this special banana bread recipe.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 biodegradable 这个形容词。bio 这个字根是指生物 ，degradable 是指可自然分解的，所以 biodegradable 是指生物可自然分解的。例如 ，These plastic bags are biodegradable. 这些塑胶袋是生物可自然分解的。或者是 The company insists on using biodegradable packaging. 这家公司坚持使用生物可自然分解的包装材料。接下来我们看的是 container 这个名词。我们看到这个字里面有 contain, 包含或容纳这个动词。所以 container 是指容器。例如 The milk containers were eco-friendly. 这种牛奶盒是环保的。或者是 The liquid is stored in an airtight container. 这个液体存放在密封的容器里。Container 也指货柜，例如 A container ship 就是货柜船。最后我们看的是 protein 这个名词，注意 EI 在这里发 E 的音，念成 protein。Protein 是指蛋白质，例如 Athletes need diets that are high in protein. 运动员需要富含高蛋白的饮食。或者是 tofu is a good source of protein and can be a healthy replacement for meat. 豆腐是很好的蛋白质来源，是很健康的肉类的替代品。And time really flies. Make sure you come back tomorrow for more of our language tips. Bye bye!
Bananas, nature's superfood.A banana a day may keep the doctor away. What food item comes in its own biodegradable container, requires no cooking, and tastes delicious? Bananas, of course. For these reasons and many more, bananas, the world's most popular fruit, have become known as the perfect fruit. Nature's best.Bananas, which contain large amounts of vitamins and minerals needed by the body, represent one of nature's healthiest food choices. In fact, bananas have 3 times the amount of vitamins A and C found in apples. The tasty fruit also contains 5 times more protein than an apple. But the health benefits don't stop there. Bananas are packed with potassium.A mineral crucial to helping human hearts function correctly. Research also confirms that potassium helps control high blood pressure. A medical college in India found that eating 2 bananas a day lowered one's blood pressure by 10% in 1 week. This important mineral also aids in muscle movement and digestion and is good for the kidneys. It can also help maintain bone strength.All this can be gained through one little fruit, the banana.
Friends, here's a little interesting piece of trivia.
The big plant bananas grow on is not a tree. Bananas are actually members of the herb family. H-E-R-B, herb. You know, the things you cook with or make medicines with.
Oh, like basil, mint, or rosemary. Friends, there are plenty more reasons why the banana is considered nature's superfood, and we'll look at those tomorrow. So until then, I and Hazel and everyone else here at Studio Classroom hope you have a great day. And don't forget,
eat a banana!
Bye-bye, friends.
听力课堂, 听class.com